if you're a railroad buff, then you're in heaven. You don't get to see many wooden railroad trestle bridges like this one anymore. Let's listen in while John Paul and Kit Lane tell us the story.
The railroad bridge in Hamilton. Now that is a perfect Civil War-style bridge. Now that isn't just an accident. That railroad from Allegan to Holland was being built by a bunch of men who were veterans of the Civil War. There were a number of men in the area that had worked in a regiment of engineers all during the war, chiefly building railroads and bridges. And the man that had the contract for this railroad was Colonel Fisk. So he designed this bridge, and these men, with their experience, Civil War veterans, built it. And that's why it was built in this manner. The original bridge was built with square timbers, very likely cut at New Richmond. And in 1912, however, the bridge had an accident, and part of it had to be replaced. The replacement, they used round timbers. The bridge itself is 35 feet above the water, which is a pretty high thing, and it's 420 feet long. It's still sound and still being used. Colonel Fisk went on to become one of the most famous railroad builders in the Midwest. So this bridge, it's sort of a little reminder of that era.
The Trestle Bridge in Hamilton Township Park is a very unusual kind of bridge for this area. It crosses the Rabbit River, and it does it in Western style, high above the river, bridging not only the river, but the valley that it runs in. It stood through high water and low water, and people are always surprised to see a bridge made of wood in that configuration right here in Michigan.
When you're ready to move on to the next site, check the directions on the back of the map, and I'll be waiting for you.